Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Gertrude Price Wardlow, who moved with her husband to Weed, California in 1920, described the part of town where African Americans lived as a snow-covered mountainous area known as Railroad Avenue. Danny Piggy, who arrived in 1923 to work at the Long Bell Lumber Mill, recalled, "Weed was a miracle for black people for work. You could just almost pick your jobs when I came here. And it was a lot of black folks here." Piggy earned an astounding $5 a day as a skilled worker, while most blacks earned $3.50. By 1923, Weed was clearly a segregated town. African American families were provided company-built houses on Dixie, Texas, and Alabama Avenues. 10th Street was established in 1924 when overcrowding prompted the company to provide tents as temporary dwellings. According to Mrs. Wardlow, people started putting foundations around the tents and this and that until they lived in them. The mill continued to attract African American workers through the 1920s. Weed remained a company-owned town until 1956 and incorporated in 1961. Although the number of African Americans residing in Weed began to fall when the lumber industry faltered, its population was 9.3% black in 2000. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.